bother me. I'm doing my bracket.
Hey, all kinds of free agent stuff happening today. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's Tuesday when usually everybody's in a bad mood, but it's spring break, so you're probably off and you're not in that bad of a mood. And traffic's probably not that bad, so have some fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, sports, sports.
There's what's going on with you, man? A lot of sports today. A lot to keep up with. And the free agent stuff is going fast and furious. And I finally started looking at my bracket here on the internal bracket for our gal thing that Todd just sent us.
I didn't get that. I'm not invited.
You probably didn't check your email.
That's true.
It just happened like a few minutes ago, so I started filling out my very first bracket. And I was telling you guys when I was looking for one to print out that we could do for the station here, I like to do one where I don't think. I'm just like, oh, yeah, this team will beat this team, and then I just go. And that's usually the one that does the best. When I start actually comparing stuff and trying to use, you know, some kind of theory and everything else, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I always suck, and then one of the ad people wins. So I was blasting through this one when the show started because I didn't realize it was already 4 o'clock. I was wandering around doing sports map stuff.
It gets that way.
Look up and it's like, oh, 358. Better get my ass in the studio.
It gets that way, doesn't it?
We got a fun
it?
Show to do today. I don't want to screw around. So, man, where to start? I'll tell you what. I'm going to start in a weird place when it comes to free agents.
Oh boy.
No. The guy who I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to start like in a weirder place than that.
What? Like, you know, this guy's really
like in my
attractive.
Pants.
Oh, God. That's a weird place, but that's you. No, I've
got it on the brain today, Fred. I'm sorry.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What happened?
I'm very horny.
Did you get some action at home or no?
No. No.
Wife mad at you?
No.
Made you sleep on the couch?
No. No.
No alcohol in your life?
No.
Okay. That's usually what does it for me. But, hey. I wanted to start off with what I think is the very best signing so far. And it's the team that I think keeps doing things right. The Jacksonville Jaguars signing Andrew Norwell.
Yeah.
That is the one all-pro guy out there. And we'll get to the quarterbacks in a second, obviously.
And what's funny is a couple weeks ago, it was basically a lock that Andrew Norwell was going to the Giants.
That's what
like
it seems,
it was basically done. And that's why you can't always take what you hear, you know, the weeks before free agency is actually happening. You can't always take that, you know, at 100% gospel. So,
but five years, $66 million, $30 million guaranteed. That's a fair deal for a guy who is one of the best guards in the league, period. And one of the things we talked about yesterday, you're not going to get one of the best tackles in the league. Even if you go out and get Nate Solder, you're getting a good tackle. But he's probably not top five, right?
Yeah.
Andrew Norwell's top five.
Yeah, he's there.
Got to give credit to the Jaguars for continuing to do the right thing. And you add that guy, man, that line was already pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're better. So.
Yeah, the Jags, they're not going away anytime soon.
And I like that move. And, you know, now they weren't in a position where they could go get a whole lot of people. But if you're just going to get one.
You're just going to get one. That's a good one to get.
I think, in my mind, that was the best available guy, quarterbacks aside, because, you know, quarterbacks can have more of an impact. But in terms of, is he one of the best five in the league at his position? I think so. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to.
We have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Texans are signing former offensive tackle Bills offensive tackle Chantrell Henderson, per source.
Chantrell.
Who signed him?
The Texans.
Oh, okay, I like that one. That's not going to cost you a lot of money. That's an upgrade.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it's better than Chris Clark.
He is.
Wait, look, you're not going to get superstars here.
That's that's probably.
Did you have to dispatch him to get you?
Yeah.
All you had to do was text me because I stop and pick these things up on the way, and the place where I get mine has that too.
I mean,
I stop every day right before the show.
I know, but this is it was a last minute deal.
Well, it was kind of a last minute deal when I got here today too.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying it's a standing offer.
You know? I appreciate it. I appreciate your standing offer.
In fact, both of the places that go that have my stuff have yours.
But I mean, what do we have interns for, Fred?
Well,
but can we? This is an example. Jong, do you have the Raheel and Dell promo that led into our show?
I would have to look for it.
It might be the worst promo that's ever been played on this show. I don't understand who heard this part of the show and said, you know what? That's a promo worthy part of the show. And then they made a promo of it. It's really odd. It's like some caller saying, hey man, I love the show. And thanks for the short wait time. And they're like, oh, right on, man. Glad you love the show. The Raheel and Dell show. Like, it's what? That's the
really?
Promo?
I didn't hear it because I rarely listen to the commercials when we're not on because I'm usually doing something else. I'm like looking ahead to, okay, we're going to talk about this. Or I'm putting aside my live reads and saying, okay, I got to get this ready. Or I'm going to get coffee. Or, you know, if there's a particularly long break, I'm going to Punch the Clown. I mean, I've got plenty to do, so I don't really listen. Except occasionally I listen to Tiffany Terrell and hear what she doesn't tell people.
I just heard her. I heard this coming in.
Oh, okay. I wasn't really. Admittedly, I was listening to the guys coming in. And by the way, Joel doesn't want to hear this, but the Packers are going to be irrelevant.
No, I heard this like as I sat down in here getting ready to do our show.
I was listening to their show coming in, yes.
It was the last thing that played before our show started.
Okay, I don't pay attention to that. Sorry. I know I know you're supposed to, and I'm sure the listeners do. But I had other stuff to do, so I didn't hear it. So what is it? Do we have it?
John can't find it.
No, I got it. Okay. It's on a rotator, so I can't really find it.
Okay.
Oh, well. But trust me, that was that was a promo. Our interns, they're good for one thing, going to get me energy drinks. I mean, let's be real.
So see, like today, like I've got a story on Sports Map about free agent updates, right?
Okay.
So on the break, I'm going to have to go and add Henderson now.
Yeah.
So just, I won't be listening to any of the promos because I will be actually doing some work.
So
I'm trying to keep this updated as we go.
The one thing I'll mention about Chantrell Henderson that may be of note is Chantrell Henderson has Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
And he uses marijuana to ease the symptoms. And he's already been suspended twice for this. And there's no medical exemptions in the NFL.
Yeah, which I think that's a problem.
Yeah, but the reality is this dude he uses pot. And openly, and he's been busted for it twice already. He got suspended 4 games, then 10 games. I think he's a nice player to have
if you can keep him on the field.
If you can keep him on the field,
and
he's actually, you know, when he was in Buffalo, considering he missed basically a full season due to suspension, like I think that he started. Probably, I don't know, at least 2 seasons worth of games. And he's a guy they took in the 7th round. I mean, he was
if you remember coming out of high school, he was like the guy.
Yeah. And he was a very, very highly recruited guy. And for whatever reason, was not highly touted as an NFL prospect, fell to the 7th round. I think part of that was because he got suspended three times when he was at Miami.
Well, and he admitted the marijuana use, and I think that's part of the reason why he slipped as far as he did. But when he got on the field, he was a functional NFL tackle.
Yeah, he is, and in fact, his rookie year, he was like not only a serviceable player, he was a really good player. So there's some upside to him. It's just, again, you got a guy who's definitely smoking weed.
But you know what? I'll take that because I still think you need another tackle.
Yeah.
I think you need 2 tackles and a guard minimum.
No, I'm with you.
And the fact that they've signed they're going to sign Aaron Colvin is great. I still think you need another guy back there. If you do that, I'm going to feel a lot better about your team going into the draft because you're not going to have picks to fill those needs, but you've already filled them with guys who, you know, have more upside than whoever you're going to draft in the third round, theoretically. So, you know, that I would like to see him get a couple more. And whoever that turns out to be, if it's the guy we talked about yesterday from Kansas City, I think that's great. I still think you need a tackle, though. And I'd like to see four new offensive linemen. I'd like to see two tackles, two guards.
You'd like to have four new starters.
And cut Jeff Allen.
Yeah. The one way I'd say that I'd like to see four new starters, because ideally, if Max is on, if he's playing a guard position or Martin's playing guard, whatever, those two guys are the only guys from last year's team I don't mind playing. Everybody else should be gone.
I agree.
And if those guys are both going to play, you've got to have some sort of depth because Nick Martin's proven to be sort of injury prone. So they still got a long way to go. But, yeah, one signing's a good start.
Well, two. They've got a cornerback and an offensive tackle. That's two big needs, but they shouldn't be done. I hope they're not done. And, you know, those are not guys that are going to make me go out and say, woo, this is it, they're fine. But they need a couple guys like that. And then one big splash
right on
either side, and I'll be happy. Maybe not happy, but I'll be tolerant. How's that? All right. We're going to take a break, I think. When we come back, John will have the promo for us. We'll also take some phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Listen, I drive by several Harley-Davidson dealerships on my way to Republic. But I never stop because I know Republic's the only place I want to take my bike to get worked on. When I need a tune-up, an oil change, whatever, the only dealership I trust to take care of my bike is Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got seven master technicians on staff. Seven. That's way more than every other dealership in Harley dealership in Houston. You know you're going to get the job done right. In fact, most of those dealerships they've got hourly guys taking apart and putting together your bike. You don't want that. I want a master technician taking apart my bike. If you haven't been out to Republic Harley-Davidson, I can't explain the glory of their showroom. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the floor, every model, every color you can dream of. And then outside, they've got a ton of pre-owned Harleys as well. And right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, you get maintenance for life. That's nice to have. I've been to the other places in town. I've sat on a few bikes there. There's no place like Republic Harley-Davidson. And they've got bike night coming up, the first bike night of the year, this Thursday, March 15th from 6 to 9. Republic Harley-Davidson is going to host Bike Night every third Thursday of the month through October. Join the party for live music on an outdoor stage, food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley. But you can only register to win at Bike Night. The more events you come to, the more chances you get to register. In October, one lucky winner is going to be drawn. He's going to be walking away with a brand new Harley-Davidson. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned bike, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson does it all. Financing for everyone, they will put you on a bike, man. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So on this WalterFootball.com list of top available tackles that I was referencing yesterday, where Chris Clark is number 8 on the list, they have Chantrell Henderson at 24.
Okay.
Two spots ahead of Kendall Lamb. Well, but he's only 26 years old.
Yeah. I think he's good, man. I think he's a good – he's a nice guy to have on your team.
A little bit of a gamble, but if he's healthy, that's a guy who can play tackle for you.
Worst case scenario, he's your new Chris Clark, your new swing tackle. That's not the worst thing. Like he's like.
Well, I think the worst case scenario is he has to start for you at right tackle.
Right. But well, I'm saying like
if
he's not good enough to start at right tackle, he's a nice third tackle to have.
All right, let's squeeze on a quick call, and then we will get to there's a lot more out there. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Okay, I guess.
No, hold on, Fred. No, leave it there. Turn him up a little bit. Oh, he fell asleep.
No.
He's sleeping or moaning.
I don't know.
I can't tell.
I don't know what that is. I hope he didn't die.
God, that guy needs to, he's got sleep apnea.
Yeah, or something.
I mean, that's almost.
Okay, that's
enough.
That's enough.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, I could listen to that all day.
Yeah,
that guy's life isn't right.
Yeah.
It's not good. He needs one of those machines.
Did we really put him to sleep?
I think so.
Well, that. I bet it was the Raheel Lindell thing that did it.
I mean, he was on hold, I think, since the very beginning of the show.
I mean, that's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I didn't drink this energy drink and I just laid my head down, I could be sleeping in 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
So that's why you got two energy drinks.
No, I told him to buy one for himself.
Oh, okay. That works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So did you dig up that promo, John?
No, he never.
The Raheel and Dell Show.
He just wants to say hi. Come on in, Quentin. That's what we're here for. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just testing to see if you were being honest about that wait time, and you were, and I appreciate it. Just wanted to tell you guys I enjoy listening to your show, and just wanted to call in and tell you guys you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Quentin. This is Kansas City Quentin.
Yeah.
He's a KC fan.
How about him? I love that. Thank you so much. I hope everything's going great for you, buddy.
The Raheel and Dell Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. to
really?
1 p.m.
Am I right?
On ESPN.
That's a promo?
97.5.
I'm just saying, Jong, who's training these guys?
Wow.
You, right?
No.
Tyler?
He has a hand in it.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have to shame Bell Tyler here.
Man.
Boy, my bracket's really chalky here. So a lot of quarterback action, too. Case Keenum to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford on a one-year deal to Arizona.
I don't mind that.
I don't either.
And Arizona, they're in a spot where now they can draft a guy and hopefully sit him for a season.
Yeah, we probably should, good point from Dustin. We probably should have kept him on hold to see how long he would be asleep and just check in every few minutes. So.
Yeah, we hung up on him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That whole shortest wait time, that's a nice way of saying, we're going to jump right on it because we don't have anything to talk about, and B, nobody wants to call the show, so it's real easy for you to get in. I don't like that marketing there. Sure, that was...
At first, I thought that was like a moo.
Yeah, I thought he was cowing at us. He McLean'd us it, didn't he? Yeah, okay. Peters, that's the best caller he's heard. Well, I mean, it was to the point.
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's a good way to start a Tuesday. Yeah, I'm really disappointed now that I didn't think of that. Let's leave the guy on until, you know, and just leave him on hold and go back and check.
AJ's such a Richard. He doesn't want to ever take calls. Yeah, I wonder why. Why doesn't AJ like taking calls? Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Maybe that was Gilbert.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Well, to be honest with you, calls are hit and miss. I like to involve people in the show and all, but at the same token, I like to... You know, I think most people tune in to hear us more than they tune in to hear that. I hope. Now, I was going to say, though, so Graham to the Packers. I heard Joel really excited about that. Then they cut Jordy Nelson.
And he was really sad?
Then you start justifying that, he's not really that good anymore.
Oh, of course.
So, but the reality is, I'm going to say this. This is one of my bold predictions. I think the Packers are pretty close to becoming irrelevant. I think
it's hard
Aaron Rodgers may be broken beyond. Like that's the
so
thing.
So basically what you're saying is the Packers are the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes. I'm saying that.
Because what's really different about them?
Well,
they're both, if they have their star quarterback clicking,
yeah,
their playoff contender. And in fact, they've been to the Colts have been to an AFC championship game with Luck.
Yep.
The Packers won a Super Bowl. When they don't have those two guys healthy, they're a bad football team.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
What was that?
Nope, that's my bad.
Oh, well, what did you do?
I was editing something for the Rewind.
Was it a...
No, it was AJ talking about this, earlier.
Oh.
But getting back to the quarterbacks, and the reason I kind of think they're going to... I just don't think he's ever quite going to be the same. And I know that's usually your bit when it comes to any Houston guy who's hurt, but I'm going to throw that... I'm going to put that evil on Aaron Rodgers. I just think he's... Plus, he's dating another crazy woman. Didn't he learn from the first one? Is there anyone who's ever done more with less than Danica Patrick? I mean, as far as having no talent?
I mean,
other than us?
I don't think that Danica Patrick's that good looking.
No, she can't drive. She's not that great. I'm just saying. And she's crazy. So, yeah, I think between that and the fact that he gets beat up a lot, and he's kind of a slight guy to begin with, and he's getting old, I'd be surprised if he could play 16 games this year.
Yeah.
That's my hot take of the day. Jason asks, I understand the Cardinals taking a chance on Bradford, but $20 million and $15 guaranteed with his injury history. That, guys, I hate to break it to you. That's a going break for a quarterback, and it's 1 year. You know what Blake Bortles got? $18
million. Yep.
So.
Ain't bad.
Yeah, for Arizona, it's a one-year gamble because, and that's going to be the price.
Quarterbacks are expensive.
These guys are free agents. They're going to get paid. So, I know people like to look at what a guy's making. Say, oh, my God, he's making this. But, hey, it's like we talked about in free agency. You're overpaying for everybody. Nate Solder's going to get more than he should get for what he is. And actually, I look at that Norwell deal, and for one of the best guards in the game, I think that's fair.
I do, too.
So, yeah. I'm not worried about the money. I mean, if he's hurt, it's a one-year mistake.
So, basically, what I'm getting here is on Twitter, shut up and talk about basketball. Now, all of a sudden, you guys want me to talk about basketball.
Uh-huh.
I think at 5 o'clock, we'll go through whatever. I don't know how you want to do it. We can go through whatever games you want to go through.
I kind of had thought that, well, I didn't realize we were going to have Jerome at 4:30, but I kind of thought we'd maybe do like two regions in the 4 o'clock hour and two in the 6 o'clock hour just to kind of go through them so that people can have them. But...
Yeah. I'm open to do it however you want. If you want, I feel like we've tried it a couple different ways. We've done it before where we've taken calls. I don't know what you want to do, but
well, here's what I think we should do. We'll talk to Jerome next segment.
Okay.
Then the segment after that, we'll pick a region and we'll go through it.
Okay.
And then we'll do one in the 5 o'clock and two in the 6 o'clock.
And if people have questions, just shoot me a question.
Yeah, shoot them up on Twitter or on the text line.
Do my best to answer. All right, now I'm going to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Listen, it's the right time. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with dirt-free carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. In the business, we call that buy one, get one, BOGO. And by the business, I mean pay less. Call dirt-free carpet cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. Get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz and very happy to have on Houston Chronicle kind of all-around dude, the very talented Jerome Solomon. What's going on, Jerome? Are you doing what we're doing and just sitting here refreshing Schefter's tweet line every couple of minutes to see who's going where?
Oh, no, man. I ain't got time to play games. I got business. I got business to take care of.
What kind of business do you got going on?
Man, I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, you know, hanging, hobnobbing with, you know, the movers and the shakers, and flew back there this morning to Florida, drove 2 hours to here because this huge spring training game with the Astros and the Mets was going on. Couldn't miss that. That just ended about, you know, 45 minutes ago. So now I'm trying to write this very important piece for the paper on this breakdown of this game that was played today.
Well, was that your first trip to the White House, or have you done that before? Did you go with the Patriots?
What, you act like a black man can't go to the White House?
No, I'm talking about as part of a media group.
We had a black president. What you mean? Everybody in America went to the White House the last 8 years. No. No, I went with the Patriots when they won one of those Super Bowls when I was covering the team.
Well, this trip, was it tremendous? Was it the best trip ever?
It was the best people, the best everything.
The best.
Tremendous. It was different this time than it was last time. When the Patriots went, the ceremony, it was in the summer. But so the ceremony was in the Rose Garden. This one, we actually went inside and into the East Room, you know. So it was a little different, you know. But it's, you know, it's still the White House. It's cool. I mean, as I said, if I were a player and I was on a championship team, damn straight, I'd go. I'd be first one in line. I'm not letting whoever's in office. I don't care if it was Bush, President Obama, or President Trump. I'm not letting that guy mess up my trip to the White House, because for most people, it's a once in a lifetime thing. There wasn't one person in the on the Astros who'd ever been to the White House. You know, I mean, staffers, et cetera. You know, even coaches. Rich Dower, for instance, you know, who almost died at the parade, he won the World Series with the Orioles, but that was in 83, and that was right about the time that President Reagan started, really made this a real tradition by inviting every team there, but they didn't go, and he played for Baltimore his entire career right down the street, and he'd never gone to the White House, so it's a big deal to go, I think, so it was fun.
I'm with you. If I were on a championship team, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, it's got nothing to do with it. It's everything is political these days. I get that, but shoot, it's the White House. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna be there. It's like if y'all got free drinks, I'll go. I'll go to a Klan meeting for the right drinks.
You know,
and that's what I did yesterday. No. It was kind of funny, though.
I thought we weren't going to get political here.
No, that's not political. Wait a minute. How is that political? But it was kind of funny, though. Before the players came in that room, there was probably 150 people or so. And me and his brother, who was a cameraman for Channel 13, we were the only ones that looked like us in the room. He's like, man. I guess Omarosa really didn't get her job done when she was there.
Hey, you want to hear about how loyal I am to you, Jerome?
Please, sir, let me know.
Yesterday, another black guy on TV tried to get me to come on his show, and I rejected him.
Yeah, you're mine, huh?
Yeah. I said, listen, I only do TV with one black guy in this town. His name's Jerome Solomon.
Well, you know, you're a race baiter. That's what it is. You know?
Is that what it is?
That's what I heard. I heard that on Twitter the other day.
Actually, I did see that too. Yeah, I said no because I don't know that guy, and he wanted me to come at 10:30 at night, and I'm tired.
Yeah, that's a tough ask.
Well, and they wanted him to be a bracketologist, which, to be honest, he's more of a college basketball gambler than a bracketologist.
So. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I guess will you do that tomorrow, AJ, on your What Are the Odds Wednesday? You'll break down the, you know, every game and.
Oh yeah, I'll have some plays for the people tomorrow for sure.
Cool. That'll be worth it.
So you'll be listening, won't you?
I might pay a little attention to that, you know, but I don't bet on games. But I do like to know, you know, what I'm supposed to be looking for, and I like to get that from the pros.
So your Texans have a couple of I would say second tier guys so far lined up, which are, you know, what they need. They need second tier. They need first tier when it comes to offensive line and cornerback. Have you heard anything else, or are you too caught up with the Astros to be keeping up with what they're doing?
I've really been out of that loop. So, but that's the thing. There hasn't been a whole lot of chatter. They're down the list of the major moves that are being made. They have money to spend, and they definitely have needs. So I wouldn't say I'd if I were a Texans fan, I wouldn't be disappointed that they haven't done anything, because I think that early wave is often just the wave of guys with good agents and teams that have money to spend, and often they overspend or end up regretting the moves that they make. And I do think, though, you know, after defending them that far, I do think the Texans can't afford to be surgical either. They have enough needs that they can't go, we need that guy and that guy and that guy. It's like, no, you need to bring in about three or four offensive linemen and see if, you know, see what sticks. And so, but you can do that with the second wave of signings, not this whatever they want to call it, this tampering period that they have now. So
is that not we'll the see, dumbest? We'll see how is that not the dumbest name ever? Legal tampering.
There's... Yeah, it's just stupid. Just let it go. Pick a date. Let it go. And it's not even. This is the legal tampering. Well, the illegal tampering was happening 2 weeks ago at the combine anyway. So it hasn't stopped all of that from happening. It's just, you know, I don't. But the NFL, they've managed to dominate the clock. So they've dominated the clock again on us by creating a period that didn't exist. And people are paying attention to it just like it's signing day. But when signing day comes around, I don't, you know, unless somebody, has anybody ever pulled a fast one that we've seen? I don't think so.
I'm sure they have. It's happened in every other sport. I know it certainly happened in basketball. I'm sure it's happened in the NFL where somebody said, whoops, I changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't remember it happening, because we've only had this thing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So now that would be fun if, say, a Case Keenum just decides, oh no, that's right, I'm going to go ahead and go back to Minnesota, and the Broncos are like, wait a minute, we had a deal.
Yeah, well, how do you think Case will do in Denver? That's your guy. I know you love him.
I love me some Case, and boy, it'll be hard to imagine that he didn't have the year of his career last year, and he deserves whatever money he's going to get and the security that comes with that. But to think that he'll be able to repeat that is a bit much. And the idea that he'd be able to repeat it in Denver is even more of a stretch. So, but you know, like I say, I'll be rooting for him. And I mean, I like him. I think he could play on my team. No doubt. Be on the team. And then if my starter gets hurt, I wouldn't be all that upset that he'd have to play. But I don't know if he's a front line big time NFL starter. He played like one last year though, so I'll give him credit.
That's Jerome Solomon. And follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. And so you'll be writing about Astros spring training stuff, huh?
Yeah, man, it was deep today. You know, Gerrit Cole was back out there, Tim Tebow struck out a few times, Tony Kemp stole the base, you know, stretched it to third on an error and scored, you know, manufacturing runs. It's deep. You want that inside baseball stuff, you know, and I'm your guy, you know. Oh, and J.D. Davis, he's got, like, he had to change his batting stance. Well, not really the stance. It's a little technical, but it's like where the bat is positioned, he wants to turn a little inside instead of outside so he doesn't have to loop around on his swing like he had been doing. So he's been doing a lot of video work on that. It's a beautiful thing to understand, you know? Yeah.
You're almost swing coach now?
On today.
Now I know why Joe fell asleep at the beginning of the show. All right, Jerome, enjoy your time there, man, and we'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right, fellas, later.
Guys, there are so many energy providers out there, and there's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have at one point said, man, that sounds good, because on the surface it does sound good. You fell for their trap, and then months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. And you know how I feel about fees. I hate fee. I'm anti-fee. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you will pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back, calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse TCU tonight at 6:30 at Reckling Park. It's a dollar dog night, so bring your friends, not your dogs, and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. Breaking news from Adam Schefter. That may be the worst we've ever done. Former Patriots. Former Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler intends to sign with the Tennessee Titans, per source.
Boy,
I'm actually
league isn't making it easy on the Texans, are they?
No, but I'm actually glad that the Texans didn't.
I'm with you.
Overspend for him.
Yeah,
because I think there's some good. I do think they have to overspend for a Nate Solder type. But for that, I think there's other corners out there you can get cheaper. And what are the numbers on Colvin Jung?
They seem fairly reasonable. 4 years, $34 million, 18 guaranteed.
That's not too bad. And that's your, as of now, your slot corner, I would guess. Really good numbers on him in terms of the analytics guys, except for one thing. Never had an interception. All right, you want to zip through one of these regions here?
Sure. You make the call.
Let us pick the East region.
Okay.
Where I know you have Villanova looking pretty strong here.
Yeah, I still haven't filled out my bracket. I'll probably try to do that during the next break. But Villanova is going to be hard to beat. They just have so much going for them. They've got probably the best player in the country in Jalen Brunson. They've got a coach that has won already. We know he can win. They've got a team full of guys who have won already and know they can win. And they're very confident. They've got the best offense in the country. The problem is, you know, how those teams are. If you rely on the three and you have one game where you don't hit your threes.
Yeah, it could get ugly.
Your tournament can be over in a hurry. But what I will say for Villanova, I think of all the one seeds, they probably got the easiest road. Like when you look at the 2 through 4 seeds, and that's usually what I look at to determine how good the region is, how tough it is.
Right.
That 2, 3, 4, you know, Purdue's a really good team. Don't get me wrong. Tech is nice, especially now that they're healthy. Wichita, I think Wichita may go out in the first round. But this is a very winnable region for Villanova. I'm going to have a hard time penciling in anybody other than Villanova.
Okay, a couple questions for you in that in your sports map article on this, which, by the way, he's got all four regions up if you want to go check them out. You had the best first round matchup is Texas Tech versus SFA. Do you have SFA any shot at beating Tech?
Absolutely. Yeah, SFA turns teams over at the highest rate in the country. They force you to give them the ball. And Texas Tech has no secondary ball handlers. It's Keenan Evans, and that's been an issue since day one that they don't have a secondary ball handler. You're going to see a denial-heavy defense, and it's sort of like the same one that Oklahoma State threw at Texas Tech and had success with it. So I think Stephen F. Austin's got a legitimate shot to win that game. It's one of my favorite against the spread plays.
That's what I was going to ask, because screw the bracket for a minute. I'm seeing plus 11.
Plus 11 is one of my favorite against the spread plays in the first round. And it's right there with Marshall plus 12 as my favorites in this region. I tend to believe that Tech will get out of there, but I also tend to think it's going to be a 1 or 2 possession game.
So you're going to play Marshall against Wichita, too.
Yes. Okay. Marshall, if you haven't seen them play, they have a kid named John Elmore who is a freak offensively. He's super fast. He's a high major talent type of a player. And Landry Shamet is the best player in the game for Wichita. But this guy is going to give him serious problems on the offensive end. And Marshall struggles to defend, Wichita struggles to defend the pick and roll all over the floor. And they struggle to defend in transition. And that's sort of what they do. They have drags. They play drag screens in transition. They've got they spread pick and roll in the half court. That Marshall does everything that Wichita struggles against. It's a really it's not that Wichita is bad. It's just a real, and it's not that Marshall's really great. It's just a really bad matchup matchup stylistically for Wichita.
I always ask about the 12-5s here, but and correct me if I'm wrong. I think West Virginia's underseeded at 5, and I think that's not a 12-5 where I would take Murray over West Virginia. Tell me if I'm wrong there.
I like Murray a lot. I don't think this is a great, you know, speaking of matchups, Murray's a team that I would have actually liked to play in the first round because I think they're pretty good. But the deal is Murray's weak at the rim defensively, and they're not a great rebounding team, and that's probably going to keep them from actually winning the game. But they're going to San Diego. There's a lot going against West Virginia here. I'd probably take Murray State and the points, but I don't see much of a chance of West Virginia not advancing.
And if you have them going that far, don't you have them going the next round if you think Wichita's going out?
Yeah. Yeah. I think West Virginia will win 2 games in this tournament.
And so on the other side of the bracket, you've got Florida playing either St. Bonaventure or UCLA. You've got Tech and SFA we've already talked about. Do you have Tech going a couple here? Do you think is Florida sneaky?
No, I don't think Florida's sneaky enough. Florida's too 3-point reliant, and they're good defensively, but so is Texas Tech. And you know, Florida's the SEC's a good defensive league, and Florida's got the second best defense in the SEC. So I think that Florida, if they get by the winner of the play-in game, which won't be a given, because St. Bonnie's and UCLA are both dangerous for different reasons, but both dangerous. Texas Tech should be able to handle any of those teams.
But the other team that you like quite a bit in the region is Purdue, correct?
Yeah, Purdue's got a legit star who's a sophomore, and then they surround him with 4 seniors. And they've got a big man in Isaac Haas that they're going to try to feed. And if you don't double-team him, Purdue he'll eat you up. If you do double team him, you're leaving shooters open, and everybody on Purdue can shoot. So they're a really impressive offense, and it's hard to believe that they're better without Caleb Swanigan, who left to the NBA. But I think they are, and their first round matchup. I mean, it's a disastrous matchup for Fullerton. I don't see much of a way they even hang remotely close with Purdue. I'm not in the business of handing out 20.5-point. Cushions, but if I had to pick one or two seed to bet against the spread, like to win, I think it'd be Purdue.
All right, so there you go. There's a pretty good breakdown of that region. Somebody asked, though, and we'll get into this region later, but with Virginia losing DeAndre Hunter, does that change any?
It's big. It's big because he's a starter for them, and he's important to what they do. But Virginia has a solid 8-man rotation of guys, and they've got a lot of interchangeable parts, and because it's more of a team defense than man defense type situation, I don't think it's a massive blow for them. I think he's their 4th leading scorer, which for a team that often has to win games in the 60s, you know, 8-9 points per game is a big deal, but they've got guys who can pick that up.
Malcolm Butler contract, 5-year deal worth more than $61 million with more than $30 million guaranteed, according to Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, I think I'd pass at that. I'm not ready to pay him at that level, but that's just me. All right, very quick break. Hour number 1 already in the books. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.